We're in the middle of Simon Mem Zayin. We're up to Seif Hey. It says the Mechaber, Birkos HaTorah, Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvosav, Vitzivanu Al Divrei Sora, V'Ha'arevna V'chulei, V'Asher Bochar Banu. So if you notice, the text that the Mechaber has is the text of the Rambam, and that is not La'asok B'Divrei Sora, but Al Divrei Sora. That you're supposed to make the bracha on the words of Torah, not too busy oneself with the words of Torah. But the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though the Ramah doesn't argue here, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Ches, Minig Medino Seina Lomar, Lasok B'Divrei Sora. Right? So he says that our Minig is to say Lasok, not Al Divrei Sora. There's definitely a lot of Lamdisha differences here, but we're not going to get into any of that. So the Mishnah Berurah adds that a ger can also say Asher Bochar Bono. He doesn't have to feel bad that he wasn't originally born a Jew. It's good enough that he's a Jew now, and therefore he is chosen for the Torah as well. So if let's go a little further, the text of Ha'arevna. So there's different shitas. Should you say Vitzetzeinu, or should you add also Vitzetzeitzetzeinu? So Mishnah Berurah says there are both deos. Because there's a concept that if you're a Talmud Chacham and your children and your grandchildren are Talmidei Chachamim, so it's a chud hamishulish lobim hera yinatek. So it's very hard to break. And he doesn't quote that pasuk. He quotes lo yomush amipicha mipizarach mivzera zaracha ad olam. That's a better pasuk for this. That if you have three generations of Torah, so it's never going to leave your family's mouths, and therefore. It's a great segula to say v'tzetzoeinu as well, to include the grandchildren in the Birchas HaTorah. So he says it's not necessary. V'tzetzoeinu, it covers both children and grandchildren. Fine. And then, Lashna Asher Bochar Banu, in Sivkat and Yud, he just points out that in general, a father should constantly be davening for his children to be Lomdei Torah and Tzadikim and Balei Midos Tovos. Those are the three things that he says specifically should be shogur b'fi ha'av, that should be constantly in the mouths of a father who wants for his children. He should want for them to be Talmidei Chachamim. It should be Lomdei Torah. It doesn't say Talmidei Chachamim. It should be Lomdei Torah, Tzadikim, and Balei Midos Tovos. Can't ask for anything more than that. You should think a lot in the part of Avarabba and in Birch HaTorah, and also when you're saying Uvalet Zion, Leman lo nigala rik, say, I don't want to work hard for nothing. I want it to lead to something, meaning you should have in mind that for the next generation, it shouldn't all go to waste. You know, you should think constantly about that it should not just last for you, but for your children and your grandchildren down the line as well. Sif Vav says the Mechaber Omer v'ha'arevna im Vav. So he says that the Mechaber holds you're supposed to use the Vav. V'yeshom and below Vav v'chei nagu. Says the Ramah, the Minig by him was to say without the Vav. But Aval Yoser Tov Lomar Bivav. So it happens to be better to say it with the Vav, even though by the Ramah, the Minig was not to say it with the Vav. So the Bachlokis is basically, are we dealing with two different brachos or are we dealing with one bracha? So Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Yud Aleph has an explanation. I don't want to get into exactly the nature of the difference between the brachos, if there would be a vav, not a vav. But in the end of the day, if it's two separate brachos, you say it without a vav. But in Sifkat and Yud Beis, the Mishnah Berurah points out that even if it is two separate brachos, it's not wrong if you say v'ha'arevna. As opposed to if it's one bracha, it is wrong if you say ha'arevna. And therefore, it's best. That's why the Ramah says it's best to say it with the Vav, in order that you definitely yotze according to both deos. Then he points out, but what about saying Amen after, if you hear somebody make the bracha, are you allowed to say the Amen at that point? He says that's the machlokas aposkim based on the same suffix, and therefore best to make the bracha quietly. Best to say that bracha to yourself so people don't have that suffix whether or not to say the Amen. Siv Zayin, Birkas Ahavas Olam Poteres Birkas HaTorah. So, Im Lomad Miyad Beli Hefsek. So he says that if you say Ahava Rabba or Ahava Solam, doesn't really make a difference. And Mishnah Berurah, Siv Kut and Yud Gimel points out that Ahava Solam of Marav also works. So to potter it, if you learned without a Hefsek. So this is a discussion based in Sifkat and Yudal. He points out because we say the same b'lei beno lo mod la meid l'shmor la sosul kaim, right? So we constantly are davening for Hatzlacha in Torah, so we're thanking Hashem for the Torah. The question is, what if he didn't actually have kavana for this? So in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yidalit, he points out that the stam opinion of the Mechaber sounds like even if you didn't have kavana to pater yourself, so it still works. But in the Bir Halacha, he points out that not everybody agrees to this. It's mashma from Rabbeinu Yonah that if you didn't have kavana, it doesn't work. But the Rush seems to say that if you didn't have kavana, it does work, and therefore it's best to have kavana, obviously, and to do the learning right afterwards. And what does it mean to learn right afterwards? So in Sifkaten Tezvav Tezayin, specifically Tezayin, so he says you should learn a little bit after davening l'shem mitzvahs limudat Torah, but not just to say Kriyashma at that point or do something which is not recognizable for the sake of limudat Torah.